This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Well, what is my goal? My goal is to educate you, train you, give you tools that you guys need to be successful for all things real estate and mortgage. So have you downloaded my phone app? Because let me just tell you, it's the best tool you could have in your toolbox. If you've been thinking about buying a house, refinancing, you want to know how much you could qualify for, you want to watch our home buyer workshops, you want to book that phone consultation, you want to call my office, or you want to send me an email, you could even apply for your loan with my phone app. How do you get the phone app? You're going to text the word MOM to 36260. That's text MOM to 36260.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO 76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
All right. Well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I haven't had Heidi in quite some time, but super happy to have Heidi here. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So we don't have your nameplate up. We should have had your nameplate up. We weren't thinking. I guess we're a little frazzled today. This is catching up with mom time. So we're going to talk about some frazzling today. We finally got the 800 number working. So for everybody out there listening, if you guys want to get a link to the phone app, if you want to get a link to the podcast, if you want to get a link to the YouTube to be able to watch us live, all you have to do is text us. Text 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. The phone number works obviously if you want to call us, but it also now works if you want to text us and you want to get that link to the phone app or watch us live. And so I finally get it going, right? Like, it's been a project for I think a year and a half. So everybody that got a text message today has opted in some way, whether it was back before where we were using a different texting format and they would text in questions and we would answer them, or whether it was through our card tap, through our phone app that they're using, they're wanting to get a copy of the, you know, download the phone app and use all of the tools, they've opted in. So I send a message out. I scheduled it because obviously we go live at 5. I can't be behind the computer at 5 to send it out. So I pre-schedule it for 5 p.m. and it goes out at 2 p.m. because I scheduled it for Eastern time.
You've been having so many introducing our other team members and they've been on the show, so I haven't been on. And I thought, did I mess up? Like, am I not on this week? Did we change the time? And so I clicked on the link. I was like, all right, well, let's see what's going on. Am I supposed to be doing it? Am I not? Should I run in and turn on my computer?
Yeah, no. So no. So we were supposed to be at 5 and that was my bad. I sent it out wrong. I feel really bad because it would have actually been one of our best shows. We had over 215 people click the link to actually watch us. And here I was, I got it out late and then I had to say, I'm so sorry. And then poor Jenny, we'll talk about Jenny, but Jenny's new to the team and she's answering the phones for the first time this afternoon. And she got over 20 phone calls from people saying, did you need me for something? Did I miss something? Because they received my note that said, I'm so sorry, you know, we sent that in error. We had a glitch. Well, Debbie had a glitch. Debbie had a big glitch. So, oh my goodness, I feel so bad because this would have actually been one of our best shows ever as far as people watching and interacting. So we're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep sending it out every single Wednesday at 5 that we are on. We're going to send a quick text message. It just says, we're live right now. Interact with us. Ask us your questions. Let us know that you're here. Just like Erica Joy is telling us, hello, everyone. Erica, thank you so much for watching. If you're out there and you are watching, we want to know. Please say something. Give us a thumbs up. Please ask us a question. The more interactive that you are as listeners, the better that the show is. The more questions that we get, you know, that the easier that it is for us to answer those questions and help everybody else that is out there. Because if you have that question, somebody else has the same question. So we want you to get interactive with us. If you're listening on the weekends to radio, we want you guys to watch us do it live. We truly do it live. We take this sound, we put it to radio over the weekend, and that is, you know, where the show comes from. So if you want to be interactive, you want to be part of it, you'll hear us say your name, you'll hear us read your question, and you'll be able to go back and forth with us. So what is the best way to do that? Well, watch us on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, or text us right now. Text us to 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is the number 4, or 844-935-3634. Text us and you will actually be texting. You'll be opting in order to just get that once a week text message. And truly, trust me, we are not going to spam you. We're not going to send you a bunch of text messages for no reason. It will literally be one text message a week that says, you know, we're live right now. Click the link. And all you have to do is click the link, and then you can actually watch the show and be part of it with us. So if you'd like to do that, make sure that you guys opt in. And once again, it's 844-935-3634. And I know Heidi knows it. You gonna do it?
No.
We went through this over and over again. I'm like, you gonna remember the number next time? You're like, probably not. It's 844. Right?
I'm lucky I remember my husband's cell phone number.
Right? I know, it's funny. It's 844 We Lend For You. That is LEND and the number 4, 844-935-3634. That is how you opt in, and that is how you know that we are going live and you can watch the link. So we have a new watcher today. We've got Lori on, and she says, my people, I want to see Uncle Matt or his name. Love it. Lori, thank you so much for watching, and we will get you together with Uncle Matt. That's what she calls my brother, is Uncle Matt. So we'll get you together with him, Lori. Don't worry.
She's the mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. You know, interest rates are great right now. They really are. They are still very, very low. And I gotta tell you, there's a lot of you out there that might have the opportunity to move from a 30-year, maybe to a 20, maybe to a 15. Might be the same payment, maybe a little bit more, but you're gonna cut out all those years that you owe on that house. Have you thought about doing that? If you wanna know if it would work for you, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Or go to our website. That's mortgagemomradio.com. We've actually got Mikey running the stage today. He's got us all kinds of new equipment. So hopefully we're sounding a little bit better, a little clearer, less static, less air conditioning noise going on in the background. What do you think of this heat, Heidi? How you feeling? You're in Arizona, so you've got to be hotter than we are.
I am. I think it's a little hotter. Today, I think it's 115. Yesterday was 117.
Ooh.
So it's a little warmer. Last night I was outside. It was 9:30. It was 108.
Oh.
So I love it, though. In all honesty, I absolutely love it. My dogs are not loving it.
No.
So they've been inside. They go outside. They do their business. They come back inside. They're just like, nope, I don't want to play outside. I don't want to eat outside. Yeah, it's a little warm.
Did you ever get into those pool coolers? Did you ever figure them out, buy them, get them?
No.
No?
You know, it's like by the time I thought about it last year, summer was dying down. You know, we've got new windows coming. Not really investing in anything else right now.
Right, exactly. No, I know you did. So you told me all about windows, and how many windows are you replacing? How many windows do you have in your house?
27.
27 windows. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't have 27 windows at my house. My house probably has, if I had to guess, not including doors, not including sliding glass doors.
Nope.
I would say just windows, and even small little ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I probably have 10.
Yeah. So I thought I had 17. To 19, maybe. Turns out I have 27. And none of them are standard size. They're all custom, and they're all very large windows, and I am replacing all of them.
Oi, 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 oi. Well, Oy. Yeah. So I'm sure that there's other people out there listening that have the same problem and need to do the same thing. And the one thing with when the windows start to get old, or if they're not double paned, or, you know, you've got that heat, you've got that cold, and your electricity bills are much more expensive. And, you know, yes. So it is something that you do want to replace if you're at that point that you need to do that. And you know what? Rates are low. Everybody's got equity. Home values are up. This mm-hmm. is a perfect time to pull out money to get those home improvements done if you haven't done them already. So, you know, I'm going to guess that you guys were probably thinking, do we need an equity line? Should we get some money? Maybe you've been lucky enough. You've been putting it to the side and you knew you were going to have to do it.
Yet luckily when we bought the house, we knew we had to do it.
Okay.
So, you know, moving from California to here, we knew purchasing the house, we had to kind of balance for that. I didn't really anticipate as many windows. However, the prices are a little bit less here than replacing all the windows back in California. But we kind of balance, right? Do we need 27 windows today? The answer is no. We could probably not do it. However, if I'm going to spend the money today to replace them, I want all the efficiency
benefits
that I should get, the benefits, if I'm going to put the money in. So I decided it would be more cost effective just to spend all the money, get all the windows, and then get the full benefit versus am I really getting the benefit if I don't have all efficiency windows.
Right, right, exactly. No, I think that that's great. You know, so we've got a couple comments. We've got Heather on, she says, hi everyone. And then we have my dad. So he says, finally found you guys. So the windows, yeah. So if it were me, I'd want to just do it, get it done with. You've got people in your house, putting them in, taking them out. You don't want to have to go through that two times.
Yeah. And I'm not doing replacement windows, so they're going to take out the whole thing. They've got to redo the stucco. It's a big process. It's already going to be 3 days to do all the windows. I don't really want to do it twice.
Yeah.
So it's already 10 weeks out just for them to get the windows here. So I'm thinking I'm probably going to get them in like August.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. It's a good thing it's a good thing you have a pool in the backyard. But it probably feels like a sauna when you get in it.
Yeah, it hasn't quite got that hot. Last weekend, it finally got up to 89.
Okay.
So yeah. It's getting there. It's definitely going to be a little warm come the next couple weekends.
Yes. Well, I'm a baby. I won't even swim in my pool unless we have it heated to 88 or above. My absolute favorite temperature is 92. My whole family thinks I'm crazy. So I would probably not have an issue with your pool temperature, but most people do because they want something that to them feels refreshing. I want something that feels like I'm getting in my bathtub. That's just me.
I'm the same way. So I'm like, last weekend, I was like, this is perfect. Could be a little warmer, but you know, honestly, when it's 117 out, 89 still feels refreshing.
Right. No, it does. It does for sure. So we've got the heat here. It's, you know, it's Wednesday, it's June. What is the date today? June what? 16th, I think.
16th.
I'm so far off, but yes, we've got the heat here. It's been over 100 degrees. It was 100 and I think 4 or 107 or something nuts yesterday. Just as hot today. And, you know, I actually scheduled a trip to go to Havasu for this coming weekend. Because last year we went to Parker in June and it was absolutely amazing. It was awesome. It was like 90 degrees. And so in my head, I was thinking we're going to catch like that tail end of the, you know, kind of perfect weather before it gets hot. And now all of a sudden the heat's here. It's going to be 120 degrees when we get there. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I don't even know if we want to go. It's going to be so hot. But I'm sure this could be amazing. We're going to bring the boat and we're going to be in the water and it's going to be fine. And we got a pool in the backyard of the rental house. So Zeke will be able to swim. And, you know, so I'm sure it's going to be good. But I'm like, oh, my goodness, it like got hot 2 days before we're supposed to leave.
And honestly, it's going to be like 110 at home for you with humidity.
Right.
So it's going to be 117, 120 with very, very little humidity, if any, when you get to Havasu.
Yes.
So you're going to have almost the same temperature.
Right, right. It's been a frazzling week. So between the text messages going out wrong, which again, I apologize to everybody that's watching now. We would have had a great show, but of course, we're down to our normal three watchers as usual. Everybody out there listening, guys, we really want you guys to get interactive. We want you to watch us do it on Wednesdays. We're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitch, whichever social media platform that you want to watch us do it on, you can. You can follow us. We're giving you all the education and advice that you need for mortgages. But I am so sorry that we had the glitch with the texting this week. Again, we had 215 people that would have clicked on the link and seen us doing the show, and that would have been so great, because the more people that we have watching, the more questions that we get, the more fun that it gets, the more comments that we get. You know, it's just so much. It would make for a really, really great show. So we're going to try it all over again next week and see if we can't get that same response, but at the right time, on Pacific time, 5 p.m. Pacific time, not 5 p.m. Eastern time, which is not the right time. But if you would like to know when we're going live and you want it really, really easy, you want to get that link from us, all you need to do is opt in. So text us, text the word MOM to 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-YOU. That is the number four. Text the word MOM, and all you're going to get, I swear, we are not going to bomb you with a whole bunch of messages. You will get one message once a week before we go live that says, we are live now. Interact with us. Here's the link. And it'll take you straight to YouTube, and then you guys can, you know, watch and comment and ask questions, and it'll be a lot of fun. So we're going to try over, do over next week. And then, of course, trying to get ready for... Always when you're trying to go out of town, it's always, that's when we get the busiest and crazy and nuts. So this week has actually been pretty darn busy. And then let's add this up. So last part of catching up with Mom, and then we'll actually get into mortgage. So you're going to love this. I haven't even been able to talk to you about it. I haven't been able to talk to you at all.
No.
At all, I swear. Okay, so I was like determined, right? Every single time that we go out of town, every time, we are always late. No matter what. I say we're leaving Thursday. We don't get done till Thursday at 4. It's too late to leave. I can't drive in the dark. I really don't see well. We don't get out till Friday, right?
Right.
Every time. Every time. So yep. This time was the first time that I've rented a house in Havasu. Usually we go in our RV, and it was the first time. And so it escaped me to call in advance to try to get a reservation for a slip so that we can put the boat in, leave the boat at the slip if we want, get out, right? And right. Then go back and not have to take the boat out, in and out every single day. So I call and they don't have any space, none. So I'm like, okay, well, so I guess I'll call the RV park that we've stayed at and I will get a reservation there. We'll put the RV there and then we can get a slip in their marina very easily. So I make a reservation for the RV, and obviously we've actually been thinking about maybe going out in July, going out in August, and worried about how hot that the RV on the inside will get. Can our air conditioning units really cool it off in there enough, right? So right. I'm like, you know what? This is a great like trial. We'll bring the RV. We'll leave it there. We'll have the slip. We'll go to the house, let Zeke swim, whatever. So, okay. So I pick up the RV. First time I've had it in 4 months. It was with my RV repair guy at his house in Fraser Park, which is in the middle of nowhere. And my fault, not his. I left it there so that he could get the stair that I broke fixed. And when the last time that we went, it was a really horrible windstorm and it tore off one of the slide toppers. So he just had work to do to fix it up. And it right now with, you know, the backlog of everything, it's been taking forever to get supplies to come in. So he had this thing for 4 months, brings it back to me. It's dirty. And I'm like, you know what? I am not going to wait till the last minute. I'm going to start on it early. I am determined. I am leaving on Saturday. I'm sorry. I'm leaving on Thursday when I'm supposed to. In the morning, right? Mm-hmm. So start cleaning it on Saturday. And I have rat poop everywhere, in every cabinet, in the bins, in the couch, in the sheets, literally everywhere. So for the last Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and tonight, I have been pulling everything out, wiping everything down, putting it all back, throwing away mattress toppers that, you know, ordering new mattress toppers. So that's been my week. So let's just top that off, the rat poop, with the texting. It's been a good time. It's been a good time. Oh, my God. Yes, it's been a good one. So anyway, so that's Welcome to Debbie's World for the last week. So anyway, we've got Crystal's on, which I think is actually my cousin Jill. Thank you so much, Jill, for watching. We love you. She says, hello, everyone. And she says, wow, haha, you've been busy. Oh, yes. Rat poop. Okay. And then my dad says, can a mortgage be shared by two unmarried individuals? Yes, it can, Dad. Yes, you can do that. Parents can co-sign. Girlfriends can be on the loan with you. Yes. More new, anybody, friend and partner, investor, anybody can go on a loan with another person. You do not have to be married. So that's a great question. And like I said, anybody else that's out there that's listening that has a question, please put it in the feed. Jill's trying to buy a house right now, and I know she's got questions. So Jill, give us one. Anybody else, if you guys want to know, you want to be interactive, you're listening on Saturday morning, we want you to watch the show when we do it. It is live. It is Wednesday. You put the questions in the feed. You're going to see us answer that question, read your question out loud, say your name. We want you to get involved with us. How do you do that? You watch us on YouTube. We're live every Wednesday at 5 Pacific time, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern. That is not 5 Eastern. My bad. But how do you guys do that? Subscribe to the channel. Go to YouTube, search for Mortgage Mom Radio. Click on that notification button and make sure you click that notification bell so that you do know when we go live. Or you guys can text the word mom to 844-935-3634. That's going to opt you in, and you're going to get a one-liner text message that says we're live now with a link, and you'll get that once a week. I swear we will not bombard you with a whole bunch of crazy text messages. So we've got Carrie on. She says, hi, ladies. Sorry I missed out again. I wish I was in your AC. So Carrie, poor Carrie, not only did she get sick, so she's not feeling really great, but then her air conditioning went out. So the poor thing was supposed to be on the show today because I've been trying to introduce everybody, let everyone see the name, see the face, hear the voice, get to know the whole team, and she just couldn't make it on. So I know how excited you are, Heidi, to be here.
Oh, I'm good. I've had a couple weeks off.
You have.
You know what? We got some caught up. You know, it was funny. It was a crazy busy week.
It was.
But we were caught up enough that it really didn't feel like that.
Good.
Which on my side of it is it could be super busy every day, all day. But as long as we're caught up, that's how I want every day to go.
Right.
So today was fine when you called me and said, change of plans.
You're like, on.
Okay.
go get your Mortgage Mom shirt and do your hair. You're coming on board.
Yep. I'm like, okay, that's fine. No right. problem. Like, yeah. I'm not stressed. I've got it. You know, it's actually been a really good week.
Yeah.
Last week, had you said that to me, I would have been like, no.
No, 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 no. Yeah, no, it's all
you're
good.
You're going to see me hair frazzled, glasses crooked.
Right? Yep. Nope. It's all good. It's all good. It's great.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Hey, you know, prices are up and rates are down. Have you been thinking about doing a remodel? You want to pull some money out to get those home improvements finished that you've been dreaming about? Well, what do? You give us a call. You can reach us at 844-935-3634. Or hey, go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. Right there, you can click on that book phone consultation and set it up for a time that is convenient for you. We look forward to talking to you soon. So let's get into mortgage, right? This is a mortgage show. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. We've been talking about, you know, all kinds of stuff, heat in the desert, going out of town, text messages not working right. But this is a mortgage show, and we always bring all kinds of mortgage education and advice. We started with your windows, right? Something that a lot of people, summer's here now, their air conditioning units might be going out. Just like, you know, Carrie just mentioned, hers went out today. She had to call and try to get somebody out there. Same thing happened here to us 2 weeks ago. We were getting ready to start. Like, we were an hour away from the show starting, and the AC unit went out here at the office, at the studio. You know, it's that time of year, right? And there's going to be some expensive fixes. Sometimes it's not just an AC unit, but you've got to replace the entire furnace. Sometimes it's the windows, like you're saying. You know, you're getting into a season where it is hot, and if those windows aren't insulating, it's going to be even more expensive running those ACs, you know, to get things cooled down. So this is a big time of year that, and it's summertime, right? It's not raining, it's not cold, so it's a good time to be doing some of the repair work on the house. And you know, it's hard to come up with that money sometimes. So, you know, definitely something that is a good point or a good topic for us to talk about, which is, you know, refinancing, interest rates. We've been saying it now for the last couple of weeks. Rates are still great. Rates are still low. You can still definitely refinance right now, get into a good rate, pull some cash out. We have a lot of people that have been doing that recently, and, you know, they're able to pay off debt. They're able to get some of those fixes that have been lingering. You know, what do they call that? Needed repairs, right? There's usually a word for them, but they're, you know, it's as things age that you need to.
I call it the honey-do list, but
yes, you know. yes. But it's usually, you know, something where things are, you know, and I'm spacing right now on the word for it, but you know, there's things that just over time start to go bad and you need to get them done. And a lot of times summer is a good time to get those things done. Also, there's people that want to put in a pool. It is 107 degrees in California right now. It's 118 degrees in Arizona right now. You know, there's a lot of people that might want to be able to cool off in a pool and they don't want to blow it up, you know?
Right.
So it's a great time, and the market's never been hotter. The values have never been higher. This has got to be, I guarantee, if we went back in history, the home prices today are the highest that they have ever been at any level at any given point in time. And so if you've got that equity, if you bought your home even a year and a half ago, you could be getting rid of mortgage insurance. You might not have enough money to pull cash out, but you could be getting rid of the mortgage insurance because of that equity. What are some of the other things that you've been seeing our clients do or take advantage of recently, Heidi?
You know, I'm seeing a lot of them, you know, like you said, the paying off debt. Home improvements, huge. I cannot tell you how many people are, I'm finally getting my kitchen repaired. I'm putting a new roof on. So a lot of people are redoing their roofs. A lot of them are original and they're finally getting that done. The AC, all of that. And a lot of it is necessary repairs, right? And upkeep. I guess, you know, it's the upkeep, the maintenance of the home that people just haven't been able to do. And a lot of it, the debt consolidation. A lot of people are paying off student loans right now. Well, they can. So I've seen a lot of that as well, is they're getting out of that debt that they know is just going to hit them.
Yeah, and it's going to linger. It'll linger for years.
A lot of people are getting out of their equity, home equity lines.
Yes, yes, a lot of people
consolidating their home equity lines right now. Well, they can. They took out their second. They needed it. A lot of people needed it to buy their homes. A lot of people needed it to do repairs where they couldn't get it in there first. They couldn't pull the cash out. And now they've got the equity to be able to put themselves in a better position, because rates are really good right now. But if you have an equity line, a lot of those are adjusting right now, and they are going a lot higher than what you could get on a first.
Yeah. And that's where that blended rate calculator comes in, that we've talked about quite a few times in the past, is, you know, we're going to take that first mortgage that you currently have today, and let's pretend that it's at 2.5%. I mean, interest rates have definitely gone up in 2021 from where they were in 2020. So let's pretend your rate is 2.5%, which is a phenomenal rate. Not very many people have a rate that low, but right. Let's just say that that's the number, right? And then you've got a line of credit that's for $100,000 at 4.5%. When we do that blended rate, you might be paying 3.375. You might be paying 3.75 as your blended interest rate on all of the overall combined debt. Now let's add some of those credit cards that are at 19 and 20%. Let's add those student loans that are at 8-9%. So when we do that blended rate, even if we're doing cash out and that interest rate is a little bit higher than what you have today on that one first mortgage, we still might be able to get you into those mid to low threes, get you the money that you need, get everything paid off, and have you in a far better financial position than what you were before you started, even though it's so hard to wrap your head around that rate might go up on that first mortgage.
Yes.
You know,
yes. We definitely are seeing like, but my first mortgage is, you know, in, you know, 2.75. I don't want to lose it. And that makes sense. But I've seen people come in with their equity lines that are getting up in the 6th percentile.
Right.
Well, in a year, you have made basically no dent in that equity line, and now it's jumping.
Yeah.
So what kind of dent do you think you're going to make in it now?
Yeah, well, and it's hard because equity lines of credit too, the majority of them, unless you get an equity loan, which will have a higher interest rate than an equity line, but most, right. you know, the majority are equity lines when you take a second, and mm-hmm. that equity line is going to be interest only. So that mm-hmm. minimum monthly payment that you're making is not paying that debt down. It is nope. just like a credit card. It is only, you know, paying off, you know, just paying the interest. You're just, you're bicycling. You're, you know, on a, what are those bicycles called that everybody wants right now that they're all exercising? Oh,
the Peloton.
The Peloton. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're on the Peloton and you're going nowhere. And that's exactly what's happening when you're making that minimum payment on those equity lines of credit. You know, you're just right. not going anywhere at all. So, you know, this is an opportunity to bring that interest rate down significantly from where the majority of them are that we're seeing, and be able to start making a principal and interest payment and paying in total interest rate lower than what you were, you know, combined previously. And then, you know, getting everything paid off. I mean, it's, you know, it really is a good opportunity right now.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
Hi, this is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Did you know that interest rates are down and home prices are up? Well, this is a great time to consolidate that first mortgage that you have with that home equity line of credit or second mortgage that you might have outstanding. If you want to know more, you want to know what that might look like, you want to know what those payments might be, what kind of interest rate can we get you? Well, give us a call. You can reach us at 844-935-3634. Or hey, go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com.
And I would say that's the majority of what I'm seeing. I'm seeing most people are doing cash outs because they have the equity, or coming back to get rid of their mortgage insurance.
Yeah. Well, and the mortgage insurance is huge. If you can get out of that mortgage insurance, it's great. And really the very best way, you know, to do that is to do the refinance, because if you start, even if your property has gone up in value, most of the time the lender is not going to just remove the mortgage insurance because your equity is there from property values increasing. What it's going to do is they're going to actually wait until you have paid the mortgage balance down from what your original sales price or your original appraisal with the refi started at. So if you have to pay that down anyway, you might as well do the refinance, get the new equity with the new appraisal, and remove that mortgage insurance. You guys want to talk to us? You want to talk about, you know, maybe refinancing your property, getting rid of the mortgage insurance, doing the home repairs that we just mentioned. You guys want to know, you know, if there's a way to consolidate that equity line of credit or that second mortgage, then give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. That is LEND and the number 4. Same exact phone number if you guys want to opt into our text messages once a week to know when we go live. All you got to do is text that word with the word mom, or text that phone number with the word mom. So text mom to 844-935-3634. You want that handy dandy phone app? You can get it when you do text mom to the 844-935-3634. Everything you need will come back to you. You'll get the link to us live on YouTube for every Wednesday. You'll get the link to download the phone app, so you've got all of the tools that you need. And you will get a link to the podcast if you want to go back, if you're a big podcast listener and you'd prefer to listen to the shows that way. So that's all you've got to do to opt in. And you'll once a week get a text message from us that just says we're live right now. Click on the link and follow us. The phone app is pretty cool. We've actually had a lot of people using it lately. Tons and tons of tools. You can email Heidi right through that phone app. You can email me. You can email Carrie. You can email Heather. You can email Larry. You can email Cindy. You can email anybody on the team right there from that phone app. So that's pretty cool. You can reach out. You can watch us do YouTube live right from the phone app as well. There's a link on there. You can listen to the podcast. You can send us a rate quote request. You can send us a pre-qualification request. So if you want to get pre-qualified to purchase a home, you can definitely do that. We've got affordability calculators on there. We've got mortgage calculators, which will actually calculate your mortgage insurance, your funding fee if you're a veteran, your mortgage insurance for FHA, which is a little bit different than conventional. It will calculate your USDA loans. This phone app is absolutely amazing, and you can apply for your mortgage right through it as well. So again, all you've got to do is text the word mom to 844-935-3634. Hey, Heidi, what does that spell?
We lend for you.
That's 844 we lend for you. That is LEND and the number 4. We want you guys to get interactive with us. If you're listening on Saturday or Sunday over the weekend on radio, we want you guys to subscribe to the channel, go to YouTube, subscribe to us, opt into the texting, know when we go live, watch us do it Wednesday. We're live at 5 Pacific time, 7 p.m. Central and 8 p.m. Eastern. The more interactive that you are, the more people watching, the more questions that we get, the better that the show is, the more fun that it can be. Let us know you're there. Give us your thumbs up. Put it into the feed. Let us know if we're not loud enough, if we're too loud. Let us know if we're echoing. This is, you know, definitely it is a live show that we're doing. And then we're taking that sound and we're putting it to radio over the weekend. So if there's anything in particular you want to hear us talk about, we want you to let us know. You know, that's the best way that we can educate you and bring you the information that you're looking for. One of the things that we talked about last week, Heidi, and I'm going to let you kind of dig into this a little bit because you're on the front lines the most out of anybody on the team. But yes, we talked a little bit last week about forbearances. And I know that we've, you know, really drilled that home with you've got to make those three payments or you've got to pay off the back amount that's due. But what we're starting to see a little bit come up that we did also bring up last week is how we've seen a couple of the loans now that they are in forbearance. Number one, when they approve the forbearance, it is technically a modification. And correct, we have seen it a couple of times now where they're taking that balance that's due and they're actually recording it as a second lien.
Correct. They are. So a lot of banks, every institution, financial institution, has decided to do it a little bit differently. So there
well, go are, figure there's no guidance from anybody. Right?
I'm shocked. Right.
Right.
So a couple of the larger institutions did decide to take the balance of the forbearance, right? Deferment, then it went to forbearance and they took it and recorded it as a second mortgage. So that way their first was going to get paid. And then that second portion, they could not refinance without that being paid off because it's now a second. So that's fine. It really isn't any different than showing that a subsequent amount is due on your first than having a second. So it really is showing the same thing. They're just recording it as a second to make sure that they have first and second position.
Right.
It's just showing two different ways. It's a modification, it's deferment, it's forbearance. In mortgage, we have so many terms for the same thing. And every institution, you know, anyone that's worked in it or done enough purchases or refinances knows that everyone can ask you the same question 10 different ways.
Right.
So, and we're all looking for the same document. So yes, and some are doing it that way. Some are just making it, you know, the balance due at the end of the first, but it's all technically the same thing. It's just whether or not on your title, it's now going to show a first and a second, but they're really doing that just to make sure that you cannot go and now get a second. That second would have to take a third position.
Right. So the reason that I wanted to bring that up is because right now, as we're talking about paying off equity lines of credit, paying off equity loans, mm-hmm, consolidating that first and second together, that is absolutely something that you can take your first and your forbearance second lien, and you can consolidate those, get everything paid off, rolled into one. Right.
So we don't consider those a first and a second when we're paying them off. We consider it still a first.
Correct.
So it wouldn't necessarily be like a cash out if that's all you were doing.
Yep.
It would still be a rate and term refinance. We're just going to pay off both of those because technically it wasn't a second in the way that you would take out a home equity loan or home equity line, or you would be paying off credit cards.
Right.
So we would pay off anytime you're in forbearance, you did a forbearance, you've done what you need to do where we can refinance you. We're going to pay off your principal balance and any deferred amount, whether they filed it as, you know, recorded it as a second or kept it regular.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Well, what is my goal? My goal is to educate you, train you, give you tools that you guys need to be successful for all things real estate and mortgage. So have you downloaded my phone app? Because let me just tell you, it's the best tool you could have in your toolbox. If you've been thinking about buying a house, refinancing, you want to know how much you could qualify for, you want to watch our home buyer workshops, you want to book that phone consultation, you want to call my office, or you want to send me an email, you could even apply for your loan with my phone app. How do you get the phone app? You're going to text the word MOM to 36260. That's text MOM to 36260. I agree with everything that you're saying, Heidi. My point with that, though, is, like you said, it holds people up from being able to do an equity line of credit down the road. It is still taking a second lien against the title of the property. So right now, while property values are high, you're out of the forbearance, make your three mortgage payments, get that part done, apply for the loan, get, you know, do the refinance, get that lien off of there. It's going to open you up should you ever need to have the ability to get a second lien or a second mortgage or a second for some particular reason. So I just think that, you know, it's always better to have that open availability if you were to ever run into a situation where you need it and, you know, you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, you definitely don't want it sitting there because it does now pose as a second lien that you just don't want sitting out there, you know, 10,000, 20,000, 80,000, that's sitting there as a second lien on your property for truly no reason.
Right. Absolutely. So just something I wanted to bring up again, as we're talking about people having more equity in their homes than they've ever had before, interest rates still being low. It's just something that if you did do the forbearance and they did record that second lien against the title, which I'm going to tell you, a lot of people also don't even realize that that was done. They're signing paperwork about the forbearance, but they don't realize that that was done that way. So if you don't know if that happened or you're not sure and you want our opinion or you want our help or our advice, all you have to do is reach out to us, send us that paperwork that you received and let us read through it. And then we can discuss that with you and let you know what we see. But definitely something to keep in mind. I'm thinking of things that are coming up a lot now because, you know, a year ago, me and you were talking about people going into forbearance. Don't take it if you don't have to. You know, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how it's going to show on credit reports. Okay, now we're through that piece of the puzzle. Now people are just starting to come off of, hey, forbearance is done. It's gone. And now what is happening now in this stage, right? Where are we at?
Right.
What are we learning right now today?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's new stuff coming up every day. I'll be honest, most of it I learned from getting the documents, having to scrub through it and see what happened. Where are people at? What did they do? And another part is, if you have done a forbearance and you think you have not missed any payments, if you did a forbearance, you did miss payments. Doesn't mean you were late. Doesn't mean anything. But we need all that documentation because we have to show why you did not make a payment in March, April, and May of last year, right? And we have to show that it was agreed upon. Everybody knew it. So there was no lates. There's, you know, it was all within the contract. It was within the modification, the forbearance, the deferment, whatever we're all going to call it, based on each institution. We run into it, and we have a lot recently where we're not necessarily seeing that because they weren't late. But as you dig into it, you can see that those payments were not made. And then kind of in the middle of the loan, we're then having to go back and ask, hey, can we get your deferment papers?
Yeah.
Because we need to see why we were missing these payments. Why didn't miss a payment? Technically, the payment was not made. So it was missed, even if agreed upon.
Right. And what's happening is that on the credit report, it's not showing us that the payment was missed. But when we actually get into the mortgage history, because we're looking for that last 12 months of payment history, then we're seeing that there was no payment recorded. So then we're having to go back and ask. So the biggest thing that I can tell you is that if you have been on deferment, forbearance, or had a modification, whatever your institution, like Heidi says, is calling it, please, when you call us and talk to us about a refinance, please bring it up. Let us know that that was the situation. Let us know what months it was that you did not make make your mortgage payment for. And then that way we also know how, when did you restart making payments and how many payments have you made since that time. That's going to help us to guide you easier and better through the transaction and make sure that if you're applying for the loan today, we're going to close the loan today. Or, hey, you know what? Don't apply yet. You need, you know, two more mortgage payments made before you apply. So let's wait. Let's get those things done. Then come back. Let's apply and we'll get you started. Because the last thing that we want to do is be in the middle of a loan. You've applied. You've submitted all your documents. We've ordered an appraisal. We've locked your rate. We're in underwriting. We're looking at mortgage history and we're missing payments and you're not eligible yet to do that refinance. We don't want that to happen. That's, and it's going, it's commonly happening across the industry because we're just now getting the guidance of what is and is not allowed for somebody that did go on forbearance or did take deferment. So it's all new. It's all getting, you know, the best thing that you can do is be as open and honest as possible. Let your loan officer know if you were on deferment or forbearance, and when it started, when it ended, which payments did you miss, and when was the, you know, how many have you made since that time? Yeah, go ahead.
It also helps us just ask for the appropriate paperwork up front instead of when you think, okay, I'm good, I'm kind of at the finish line, and then all of a sudden we're backstepping and asking. Also, once we start asking for that paperwork at the end, it puts people on edge like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to qualify. That's not the case. We really would have just asked for the same thing up front and been fine.
Right.
At the same amount of time. So if we know up front, we know exactly what to ask for. It's no different than saying, hey, I'm self-employed, or I'm W-2, or I have certain amount of assets, or I have child support, I don't have child support. All the information you provide us is extremely important to make the process flow very seamless. What we know up front will help us guide you to provide the right paperwork so that we're not asking questions at the 11th, 12th hour.
She's the mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. You know, interest rates are great right now. They really are. They are still very, very low. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of you out there that might have the opportunity to move from a 30-year, maybe to a 20, maybe to a 15. Might be the same payment, maybe a little bit more, but you're going to cut out all those years that you owe on that house. Have you thought about doing that? If you want to know if it would work for you, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634, or go to our website. That's mortgagemomradio.com. So if you guys have any questions whatsoever, you want to call us, you want to get on the calendar, you want to book an appointment, remember that you guys can book your own appointment to get a phone call from us, from our team, from Mortgage Mom Radio. All you got to do is go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com, and you'll see the button that says book appointment now or book appointment. And you can actually select the day and time that works best for you. If you need a time that is not on that calendar, you need a little bit later in the evening or you need a little bit earlier in the morning, all you have to do is send me an email. You could do that right from the website as well. There's a contact us button. There's an email us button. If you've got the phone app on your phone, you can email me from there. But all you have to do is just reach out or give us a call. All you need to do is reach out and we've got a loan officer that'd be more than happy to make that appointment and schedule it and, you know, get somebody going. So just reach out by, you know, by email questions@mortgagemomradio.com and we'll get you going. You know, that's the best way. But if you want to call the office, call the office. We can schedule the appointment for you there. Again, go to the website. You can book your own appointment, get on the calendar, talk to somebody. If you want to talk with Heidi specifically or me specifically, that's all you have to do is ask and you're going to get us. Everybody on the team is amazing. We've got Heather, we've got Cindy, we've got Carrie, we've got Larry. Almost everybody that has worked with us has talked to one of them in the past as well. You're truly getting what you see, what you hear. If you're watching us on YouTube, then you're seeing it. You're seeing it happen. You're seeing each one of us. You can go back and watch, you know, previous episodes to meet the team. Carrie's going to be on next week. It's going to happen. I'm going to make it happen. But give us a call. It's 844-935-3634 or text that same number. Text the word mom to 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. Text the word mom. You'll get opted in so you'll know when we go live. You can get interactive with us. Ask us your questions while we do the show and then hear yourself on radio over the weekend. So we want you guys to be part of that. But All right. So let's see. Lori says, dryer sheets and Irish Spring soap will fix that. So she's going back to my rat poop. And she says, no critters. Yeah, I know. No critters. I don't want any. I'm not happy about it. It was not a good weekend at all. Not at all. And yeah, poor Lucina had to come and help me because it was too much. It was very overwhelming. Very overwhelming. And let me just tell you that that does not go over well. I am definitely a girl when it comes to rats. I literally threw away all of the towels that they ate through. And they really, you could tell that they had fun with the hair that was in my hairbrush in the drawer. Like they literally, like they're, you know, they were probably like pulling it out to make a nest with my hair. Right. That made me feel really good. So yeah. So anyway, no critters.
I guess you don't own that hairbrush anymore.
I do not. And things that could have probably been washed and saved just didn't get washed and saved.
I know you said bed toppers.
Yeah. No, not good. So anyway, I don't even know what time it is, but unless you've got something else, Heidi, you want to talk about, I'm going to wrap it up. I think that this was a great show. I think we covered, you know, a lot of good stuff about the forbearance, the modifications, three payments, give us a call, do your upgrades, get your appliances done, get the air conditioning fixed, get your windows put in. It's summertime. It's 120 degrees. I don't know what else that we talked about today, but unless you have something else that you feel is really important you want to discuss?
I do. One
okay,
rule.
Okay, good.
Ask me any question about income, assets, loans. You cannot ask me our phone number. I'm putting it out there. I'm laying down the rules here, okay? Income, assets, you can ask me about the weather, my house, my kid, pretty much anything. Don't ask me about phone numbers. I just don't know them.
You just don't know them. That's okay. So it's 844-935-3634. You can call that number. You can text that number. If you text the word mom to 844, we lend for you. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4. But if you text the word mom to that number, you will be opting yourself in to get the once a week text message to know that we're live and have the link to click on. You will get a link to our phone app that I talked all about, all of the tools in that phone app today. It's amazing. You can do anything that you could possibly need to do. It's a great tool. But you know, the phone app can do wonders for you. So you'll get that link if you text mom to 844-935-3634. You can listen to the podcast. So if you prefer to listen to us by going through the blog, you can do that as well. So I will continue to give everybody the phone number for you. Next week, we'll get the text message out on Pacific time. That is a promise. Swear. I will be back next week from Havasu. So I'll let you know how the heat goes over with the fam this weekend. We'll see.
Yes.
And right. Other than that, we hope you guys all have a great week. If you're listening by radio over the weekend, we hope you have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back. And remember to get interactive with us. Watch us, do it with us, ask us questions. The more people that are watching, the more comments that we get and the more questions that we get, the better that the show is. So get interactive with us. We want you guys on Wednesdays. We're live at 5 on YouTube. Search Mortgage Mom Radio. Subscribe to the channel. Click on the notification bell so that you do know when we go live. Opt in if you want the link right to your phone to make your life easier. Whatever you need to do to get on with us, we want you guys to do that. We want to see you here next Wednesday, live at 5 Pacific time, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And that's it. We'll call it a wrap. We hope you guys all have a fantastic rest of your week. We'll talk to you later.
Have a great week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Debbie Marcuse, licensed by the Department of Financial Institutions and MLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Florida LO 76508, Georgia 69178, Idaho, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
Hi, this is Debbie Marcuse, the Mortgage Mom. Did you know that interest rates are down and home prices are up? Well, this is a great time to consolidate that first mortgage that you have with that home equity line of credit or second mortgage that you might have outstanding. If you want to know more, you want to know what that might look like, you want to know what those payments might be, what kind of interest rate can we get you? Well, give us a call. You can reach us at 844-935-3634. Or hey, go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com.
She's the Mortgage Mom. She She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to go. Pick up the phone and call mom.